They told me I was chosen, that death was my purpose. But when I saw the next cities on their list, Osaka, Nagoya, Fukuoka, I realized I wasn't a prophet. I was a loose end, so I lit the match. I carried Daisuke through the fire, and I walked away, not to be forgiven, but to make sure the world never forgets what belief can become when it's poisoned. If you're hearing this, don't save me. Just remember me as proof that even monsters can bleed. If you haven't already, make sure to follow us and tap the notification bell. We drop new content every day. Stay tuned so you never miss a story.
Chapter 7, The Undoing. There is a sound a city makes after tragedy. Not sirens, not chaos, but the slow, aching groan of denial. Tokyo kept moving, even as the morgues filled, even as newscasters choked on the word terror. And I kept breathing, which felt like the cruelest punishment of all. The compound went dark the morning after. Not from fear, from control. Noriko ordered silence. Windows were covered, radios confiscated. The world outside had become contaminated by doubt, she said. We were the last clean breath left. But doubt is a contagion too, and mine had finally reached a fever. I asked to see Daisuke. She hesitated, only for a moment, but then granted it. The room was cold, sealed, and damp with mildew. Daisuke lay in a cot, his wrists still bandaged, face sunken, but alive. Barely. His eyes opened when he heard me. And for a second, I saw something in them I hadn't seen in months. Recognition. Of me. Not Hikari. Not a keeper. Not a ghost. Just. Haney. I did it, I whispered. He nodded. I watched them die. Another nod. And I can't take it back. He stared at me, unmoving. Then, with a voice like torn paper, he said, then undo something else. That night, I snuck into the main chemical storage vault. The key was still in my pocket, an oversight from Noriko, or a quiet act of mercy. I didn't know what I was looking for. Redemption? A detonator? A way to erase my name from history? What I found was proof. Files. Maps. Preloaded dispersal plans for other cities. Osaka. Fukuoka. Nagoya. This wasn't the end. It was the beginning. Unless I stopped it, I downloaded what I could, and then I started the fire. It wasn't grand. It wasn't cinematic. Just a small flame in the corner file cabinet, fed with plans and lies and pages inked in poison. The smoke hit fast. Alarms didn't ring, because there were no alarms. Why would a cult prepare for its own collapse? I found Daisuke, carried him, down the corridor, past the sleeping keepers, past Noriko's shrine. She saw me, her eyes burned with betrayal. You're not worthy of salvation, she shrieked. And I didn't respond, because I wasn't looking for salvation. I was looking for an end. We escaped just before the second explosion. I don't know if Noriko survived. I never found out what became of Asahara. But I know this. The compound burned. The plans never reached Osaka. And 32 more trains kept breathing. I never turned myself in. How could I? What would I say? That I helped create a massacre and then changed my mind? The news showed my photo once. Blurred. Unconfirmed. I became a ghost. A rumor. A whispered what if. Now I live by the sea. Quiet. Alone. I still see their faces, those passengers. That girl with the rosary. But I also see Daisuke. He doesn't say much. But when he sleeps, he doesn't scream anymore. Maybe that's something. Maybe that's all I get. If you're listening to this, if this recording ever makes it out, don't look for me. Don't try to name me. Just remember, belief can be the deadliest gas of all. And sometimes the only way to breathe again is to burn the temple down.